Hello, it is the Love Uplifted Lady, and I'm excited to be here with you on this Friends on Friday. So I will let you know, due to some scheduling mishaps, you will be talking to me, myself, and I, but I want to talk to you about cultivating a really, really deep relationship with yourself. So I know quite a few of our podcasts have already talked about self-love, you know, creating that friendship with yourself, being able to show yourself love with self-care, but we're going to dig a little bit deeper tonight. You know, I think that the relationship that we build with ourselves is so important. Not only for the fact that, you know, we take care of us, but for the fact that we cannot give what we don't have on the inside of us. And if we can't show it to us, it's not truly on the inside. It becomes a false action that we throw out there. Love and relationships with ourselves is the same way. So what I think about when I'm looking at a relationship with myself is, of course, it's one that makes me feel warm and fuzzy on the inside. It helps me thrive. You know, other people can look at me and see joy and all of those great things. But the fact is, just someone seeing that joy on my face and me not fully feeling it within doesn't mean that I have a good relationship with myself. That means that I have the looks of a good relationship. And I want to really talk to you about creating a three-stage plan to true self-love, because it takes a lot of time to get back to a place where we fully love ourselves after we've gone through that mislove action, so to speak. You know, if we spoke wrongly to ourselves, if we went through some abuse in our relationships, if we grew up as an only child, if we've had some, you know, tough times come about, we start tallying all those tough times again. It's how we should feel for ourselves. It becomes this transactional way that we look at how we love us. And then in turn, it looks at how we love others, because as soon as they start ticking off marks on our tally board of negativity, we start counting down their love and their worth as well. And I want you to be able to know that you are worthy no matter what actions you take, be it negative or be it positive. I think that at a certain point, we have to stop saying what if, or I'll only love me if I do this X, Y, and Z right, and just say, you know what, darn it, I'm going to love me through the right, and I'm going to love me through the wrong. And I'm telling you, the rights will start to stand out more, and those wrongs will start to slowly fix themselves or get loud enough that you want to make that change. So I look at it with a threefold here. And I look at it as having a beginner stage, having a medium stage, and having an advanced or expert stage of self-love. Because, you know, I can always tell you to go get in a self-love bath, you know, put the candles, turn the lights down low, all of that great stuff. Listen to some Key Sweat and jam your heart out. But if you get out of that tub and you still don't feel good about who you are, you have just taken a really good bath, which is awesome, still good, still amazing. But I want it to be more internal. So our first action that we can start taking to really feel if that love for us is real, and if we feel comfortable in that love that we say we want to give to others, you know, be it whoever we are or how we look at things, I want you to think of that as saying your affirmations. Really being able to get in your mirror, look at yourself, and say, you know what? Dang it, I'm amazing. And you know, if right now just thinking about that makes you cringe, or thinking about writing an affirmation that you don't believe in really just kind of makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck, that means you're starting with the beginner phase of loving yourself. And that's the best place to start, because you know that there's value in making that something that you can do, making that something that's a goal that's attainable. And there's no timeline on this goal, guys and ladies. It is all about being able to set up for yourself what you want to achieve. And self-love can be just as much as a goal as anything else. So I look at our number two, our median stage, as being able to sit down within our thoughts, whether that's in journaling, whether that's in meditation, in prayer, or doing a podcast like what I do here. All of that requires you to slow down enough to put your actual thoughts somewhere, your mindset, your words, your who you are out there in the world. And even if you don't put it out there in the world, you're putting it out there on a piece of paper for you to look at and for you to be able to assess it and say, you know what, no matter whether that writing that you have is problematic, no matter whether that writing you have is all about your goals and your dreams, you're willing to see what your life looks like on paper, and you're willing to take that time to silence the mind to get there, because in silence is where we really have to build that relationship with ourselves. And I look at our expert or advanced area as being able to walk a life that mimics everything that you want and everything that you see that life and love should be. And for me, I say that I'm at the expert or nearing that mastery, because I can say that every single day I know what joy looks like for me because I've been living in it for such a long time. As soon as I don't feel that joy, I know that there's something wrong. And that is really where we see our change is when negative comes to us, we no longer fester, sit, soup, stew, boil, whatever it is, saute ourselves. We're not willing to just keep staying there. It feels so uncomfortable because after we've sat down with ourselves in that median area and we've talked it through and we've journaled about our feelings and we've gotten real with them, we don't stand for less. We don't stand for mess. We stand only for being blessed. And that takes us going through those three facets. It takes you sitting down and saying, wow, why don't I feel comfortable with who I am with these affirmations? Why does this feel strange? And continuing to go back to the drawing board so you can hit that area to where you really are sitting down and being okay with your thoughts. Hey, there's been plenty of times that I have sat down, tears in my eyes, tears on the piece of paper, having to just try to figure out what I wrote at the end of it. But yet again, I took that time of silence. And in that expert phase, being able to not only be the love, but share the love and know that when you don't feel it, that you are compromising who you are. And know that that feeling of compromising who you are gets so uncomfortable that you can't possibly stay in that area of inadequacy for too long. That's what true self-love does, is it makes you move in ways you would have never moved. It makes you move past fear that used to be in your life. It makes you move into an area where you start seeing you as your best friend. So my action items for today is for you to, over this weekend, try a couple of these things. Try on for size where you think you are with your self-love. And if you feel like, you know what, dang it, I'm out here living this life. I don't take on things that I don't want to take too often because we're still human, right? We still have to unfortunately answer to other people that are in our realm. But I want you to think about, you know, really encapsulating who you are and knowing that that relationship that you build with you or that relationship that I as Angela build with me is meant to be one that stands above any other relationship there is. You know, I talk about my faith often because it's what drives me. And I really had to start thinking about when I could not look in the mirror and see me, Angela, in the mirror and love her. I had to do it for the thing inside of me, for the fact that I believe so much in my heart that God lives in me, Him, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. And if I can't love me, I can love the Him that is inside me. So even maybe that's something that you can try on for size to see if that helps regulate that deep love for yourself. Because if you are religious and you do believe in something that is bigger than what you are, tap into that because it's in you and it's all around you and it's there to stand by your side until you get it figured out. And then you'll be standing holding hands and in your heart with the thing that really truly shows the light of who you are. And that's you. Each and every day, every single one of us has the right to have a relationship with ourselves without transaction, without you having to be, you know, A plus mom, without you having to be the best student in the world. I want you to think about in what ways can you cultivate that relationship with you and figure out just who in the world you are, where you are going, and how you can enlighten yourself towards enlightening others. It starts with you. It all starts with you, and you have to remember that. So as we end this Friends on Friday, I want you to be thinking about your best friend, your ace boon coon, and it's got to be within you. So get in that mirror, try that step number one of trying those affirmations and seeing how they feel on you. If that's already kind of like a breeze and you're wiping off your forehead and shaking your shoulders off, I want you to head into that journal and see how good it feels to sit down and come up with a topic that you can just pour your soul into while you think of yourself. And then for that third and expert advanced level, how are you living that life that shows you have a good relationship with yourself? Because others can see it. As much as you are a giver of that relationship, you have to be a receiver of that same love you give to others, to yourself. So I'm encouraging you all to get out there and find your love uplift itself. You will not be upset that you did. And they are most definitely out there. That feeling of love, that feeling of change, it's out there. You just have to be willing to go and get it. Have a great one.